Blog Talk Radio.
I feel like I'm dying and going insane from doing the same old thing. I'm through with all of the crying. I'm making a change, becoming a brand new me. Vision home with all of the standards I had to leave. I moved the ball that was right in front of me, so I could see.
Just seeing. Oh well. Am I good now? Am I good? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Am I good now? I think y'all can hear me now. All right, there we go. We're having, like, crazy technical difficulties. I'm blaming the snow and Blog Talk all together at once. So right now I'm going to do a little special tribute to my girl, Miss Persia Sounds. She definitely is super talented. Y'all heard her just say, "You can't stop me, nothing can hold me." That was Metamorphosis. We're going to play some more music. Hopefully we're going to get a reschedule, a rain check for her show with Tone Capone. We're going to have some fun.
What did you say, Miss True Teller, babe?
It is a snow check, not a rain check. It's a snow check.
It's a snow check. It's not a rain check.
You're so clever. I love you. It is a rain check because the fucking rain, you know what I mean?
Effing stuff up. Be a snow check.
But y'all know we can still be here. You know what I mean? Y'all normally hear us this early. We ain't being freaky tonight. No freaky stuff.
Okay.
Maybe we should get into
something.
True Teller, maybe we should get into something. You know, play that song by Persia Sound Model, and we're going to get right back into Philly Shine Radio. Tripping.
All right.
I'm a fool for
Mm-hmm.
You with me, truth teller, babe? Where she at? Where's my baby?
I'm right here.
Huh?
I got you, girl. I got you.
You know I'll be getting all paranoid or whatever. But I'm definitely updating my status right now. Philly Shine Radio, we keeping you warm. Call in. Join us and shit. We keeping it warm, warming it up. My girl, Persia Sam, normally holds it down for tonight around this time, you know what I'm saying, and does her thing. She's talking about money and power. Is that what it was? Money and respect. Power. Money and power. I got to check my status in here. I sent it to you too, kid, didn't I?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm about to definitely check it out. And also going to show some love to another artist who I guess we're going to get the music to in the future. You know how Blog Talk is. It'd be like, no, y'all can't do none of that y'all want to do because I feel like not letting you. So we're going to definitely get a chance to show off some more new music. And, of course, talk about next Sunday, Diamond Spotlight, first Sunday music showcase event extravaganza. I know, we want to have some fun. Come through, get your tickets, hit me up. Shout out to my girl, Niche Buck. Release her album. I'm also going to get some of her music. She's definitely working super hard. I'm super proud of the girl, too. It's like crazy or whatever. The talent over there with her. It's like people going in. What's up, Kaya? I'm a truth teller. Boo.
Just let me know when you want to start taking callers because we have a caller with the hand raised. Like, let me talk.
Oh, well, we can take a call. I guess I can take a call. I'm just keeping it warm, honest, fire, and truth teller. Who's the caller we got?
Okay, 1 second. We have 267-816.
Yes, oh, me, that's the beautiful babe right there. What's good? Welcome to your show. Hey, what's up? I know, right? It's like total technical difficulties tonight. You're right, total technical difficulties. We said we're going to have a snow check, not a rain check, and get everything together.
Exactly. I'm waiting for Tone, you know, when he loads on, just let me know. So Tone's supposed to call in today. Also, Righteous wanted to get on the line as well. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Righteous as well. So what's going on?
Well, what's going on is basically I got a lot of things going on as far as got some shows coming up. I'm going to have a monthly event. It's going to be at the Hard Rock. It's going to be First Fridays. We're talking to a few different sponsors. I'm going to be doing the charity gala at Freedom Theater, and I'm going to be singing and modeling with it's Russell Hicks. I'm trying to remember the name of his Ebony Sons fashion line that he has. And he invited me to sing while his models model around me because of my supermodel song. He was very intrigued by it. And also, I'm working with a company right now, so we're looking for artists, poets, promoters, and anybody that's in the entertainment business. This company is basically designed to empower the artist and eventually make residual income. After you're done making music, you still can make money off of the entertainment that you built. So I'm really excited about that. It's something definitely brand new. So if you're interested, look me up, Persia Sam. I'm pretty much on most of the major networks, so mostly on Facebook. And reach out to me. Other than that, what's been going on with you, Honest? I heard Donald
Spotlight.
Oh, my
goodness. you already know. I'm definitely doing my thing, recording music. I'm so proud of just, like, all the things that I'm doing. I haven't
been called yet. I know.
We still got to do our song. We ain't going to tell y'all the title.
I'm
y'all just going
to
hear it.
Yeah, I'm waiting to scream or something. I'm waiting to hear you.
Truth teller, yeah. Of course, I got you off air. But yeah, we're going to just let y'all hear it. I'm definitely excited about Diamond Spotlight Showcase next week. We're just talking about it. Niche is going to be a part of it, and hopefully we get to do more things in the future. Definitely got some crazy new music for everybody. The other day I performed at Rain Lounge. It was real nice, you know, even though they tried to cut me off, I still got my clicks. Y'all can see it on effing YouTube. I forget what the link is, but it's definitely on my Facebook. Y'all can check it out or whatever. Hadonis Amazon, I also performed at Rain also, killing shit. Like, I'm just excited as usual, proud of the unity, and definitely just here to entertain. We're going to have Raz B from B2K on Philly Shine Radio on Tuesday, with and also the guy Creeper from G's to Gents. Shout out to my boy Red Dog Music. So we definitely going to show love to those fellas. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with having a handsome fella. And I think Raz B is about to be a new father or something like that. So AM has some great music. We got it in, actually, the switchboard, so maybe we'll get to that while we wait for Tone Capone and everybody else to call in. But I was effing up your damn topic because I'm sitting here sending out mass texts and other stuff like that. But what did you want to have the topic for tonight again? Was it money and power or power? Oh, yeah, money or power. No, that's right. Okay, it's actually
As I'm thinking, I'm also on my phone looking on the internet.
No, isn't it crazy? Because every time I'm doing the show, I'm trying to do like 12 different things at the same time. That's why I pick people that talk a lot.
It's just like, yeah, right. You let them go and hear it out.
Yeah, I know. You ask them two questions and they just ram, and I'm like, oh, that's what I'm talking about.
I know, but that's right.
So the truth teller, she rhymes too, or she sings, or
no. No, she just helps out on Philly Shine Radio. She's actually a friend of mine who definitely just loves Philly Shine Radio since she's called in from a while ago. But she only speaks the truth. She keeps it a bean a million percent. Like, so that's why we call her the truth teller. Everybody always thinks you're an artist. That's because you're on Philly Shine Radio, right? She's just a host.
I can't just come in the background and just be background.
She does the background. truth teller, a.k.a. Kia, just look out for us. You know what I mean? That's what she does. So, and what about you, Kia? How do you feel about tonight's topic, money or power?
I like both. Because in order to have money, you have to have power.
No, hold on. You can only choose one.
Oh, see, you know fair.
But that's the whole point of the conversation. You can only choose one, money or power.
Yeah, which one would you choose?
Okay, let me think
money
about it. I'll get back to you on like 15 minutes.
No, you know why she's going to come back in 15 minutes? She's going to wait till we talk about this. She's going to think of her answer.
No.
Actually,
I got other things to do. I
got to
get the kids.
Yeah, I'm funny. But you know what? I think on some real, I would definitely have to choose, for me, it would be money, just being honest. Like, everybody already know, y'all check out the archive show, how I get.
Mm-hmm.
I go for that money, like, and I feel like what's power nowadays when it doesn't even move a person sometimes. Like, I really feel like you could be as powerful, manipulative, and all these other things, but when you have money, you could just get things done easier. Like, I feel like money is, like, kind of the easier way out. And, like, a person who's already, let's say, already you're naturally powerful, so, like, why worry about it? I'm not going to worry about power, so I go for the money. Like, I think money is easy, so I like money. That's my choice. Like, I'd be like, I could strong arm a bitch to do some shit, but if I give her like $100, she'll do it faster. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, yo, man, I know 80 people who would come here and whoop your ass right now. She might have a choice. You know what I mean? She's thinking about it a little bit. Or I'd be like, listen, I will choke you right now. See, you think about it. Or even if you try to manipulate a person and you're still giving them a choice, you put money in front of a person, they're like, ah, there you go.
No, that's true.
I'll leave right now.
I like that explanation.
But
yeah, I had to think about it though. I really thought about it because I was like, hold up. Did Tone and them calling? Anybody calling yet?
Kia, I mean, truth teller.
You won't get it right one chance. We have a.
Stop saying her real name. Why she on the radio station?
Right.
What's wrong with you?
Listen. I openly admit it. You know what I mean? I have to openly admit it. Let me admit it right now. I'm going to come out the closet. My memory sucks.
It's all right.
Dramatic, right?
But you know what? When you first meet them with their government name, you can't get that out your head. You know what I mean? So
it's true. See, you understand, baby. True color, who's a tank? I'm a tank tank. And I open up the caller. We talking stuff. We're so sorry.
I don't know if this is one of the persons she's looking for.
Maybe that's the other person you're looking for. What was the number?
Oh, I don't even know. Just open that shit up.
Yeah, just open that shit up. Fine tone anyway. Listening to us. Join in. What's good? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio with Persia's Film. Persia's World. Yeah. See, my memory's fucked up.
Persia's World. 267-230.
330.
What is it? 330?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, motherfucker. Say something.
Wow.
I thought it was rough.
Maybe you know what?
Yeah, I guess
maybe they just don't want to talk because you know if they don't have their hand up because I be having people call in and then they just want to listen. So
yeah, maybe they just want to listen. All right, shout out to the listeners. But yeah, we can get rough on this motherfucker and we can stop and talk.
Exactly. I feel like so dead. Out of the loop because I can't see anything right now.
I don't know. Try again because I don't understand how we can log in that you can. Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Like, it really is. That makes no sense. But, you know what I mean? Beyond, like I said, the topic we were talking about, let's play a little music. Like I said, the next guest we're going to have is Red Z from B2K. He has a trick called Follow My Lead, or do we have Let's Make It Official? And then we could get our guests online and some other callers. We'll check in with you guys and see what you pick, money or power. We got to find out what Persia's thinking, too. This is Persia's
Me?
World.
No, please. You don't want to know what I'm thinking.
I'll give you that. We maybe going to save you for later. She won't put the cherry on top, make it juicy for us. Make it juicy, too.
Make
I
it mean you it. You know how I like it.
Yes, she is a whole freak. Coming right out your bag, truth teller. Tell the truth on the show. Oh, my goodness. But definitely, like I said, what you say? We'll show some love.
I think
we'll
she's
putting
a song
love.
On or something.
She's putting a song. Yeah, we're going to play... Follow My Lead from B2K. What is it? Let's make it official.
You start the chat.
We'll
start the chat box.
We'll check the chat box and play some music. Check up on everybody. I got you, we got you, Persia.
Okay,
this is Persia's world.
Sometimes I don't know.
We going in.
Party. She was chilling with a drink and talking to her friends. She was a pretty little thing. All this thinking about it makes me want to hit again. I'm getting serious. Girl, I know you're curious. I don't think I ever want to be without you. I know I can't ever let you go.
will make you white, yeah. Can find somebody in the club, baby, I'm in love.
Trying to make this thing official. Looking so good from head to toe, making me just wanna whistle. I like everything you do, cause the way you move and the way you shake, making me just lick my lips when you move them hips. When you pop, I break. Tell me what you plan to do when a man gonna take a chance, cause you just got me tripping. Cause the way you move, everything is you, making me want you stop what you do and listen. Minutes in your heart, filling with the stars, jump in my car, girl, and let's go cruising. Babe, in my eyes, your perfection. There's no need for improvement.
Hello, I guess maybe if you can hear me.
Oh, here we go. We back.
I'm back. I'm sitting here going through some little down now what's going on. But are you logged in the chat room?
No. I don't know.
It's not working. The chat room's not working for us. It's really acting up. I don't get it.
Please, this is some Blog bullshit.
Talk. I'm going to have a conversation with Blog Talk real quick. Hold on. Don't hold me back.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to holler at Blog Talk first.
Because Blog Talk, they get this, okay? We ain't got time for your little games, Mr. Blog Talk Radio. Truth Teller got, oh, what's that little?
Oh, that's Giovanna. Hold on, we got to take the baby.
But, all right, we having crazy technical difficulties, but we back having effect. Persia's World, you know what I mean, / effed up Blog Talk time. My goodness, can't even get into the chat room. Girl, sometimes you just got a woo-sah, you know what I mean? Woo-sah. We still waiting for
Hello.
To call in.
Hello?
Yeah, you know I had to cross over. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. We definitely still waiting to hear from Tone. Who is Tone Capone?
Where is he? He should be calling in a couple seconds. He was just on the line, so. He's a little irritated
because
I gave him two different numbers, and I told him to go back to the first one. He did a mass blast. He did a mass blast to everybody, so he's like.
Yeah, he was a girl.
I'm sorry,
he was
baby.
A girl, he would have kept up with it.
I know. Tone, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that, okay? This never happened before, so.
Yeah, we got your back, Mr. Tone, bitch.
We didn't mean none of that stuff. But we got Truth Teller back in the building with us, chilling, helping us out in our time of need on this snowy day. We got to show love to her, doing her thing, too. And as our co-host for tonight, because we try to show love and get this shit popping.
We're going to check on Tone, see if he's called in. She said it's a
We got a couple callers in the queue.
All right. They're not in queue, but we have two 302 numbers.
Yeah, they 302. Yeah.
That's them two right there? And 302?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm opening them up, and I'm muting myself back out.
Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's good?
Hold on, wait. They ain't open yet.
Technical difficulties night.
I'm serious, DJ. I put it back.
302. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
This a radio thing that people got on.
I got calls about it too.
Hello.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
Take yourself off the speakerphone. No speakerphone, okay? Because every time I listen back to the show. No, I'm serious. You listen back to the show, you get a lot of feedback and stuff. So don't
yeah.
Try to lay there chilling.
I mean, put your book over there, got to be solid.
Huh?
Is that you? Is that you?
Yo.
Tone, what's up?
What's good with you?
I know. Finally, you could make it through. Just want to let you know, Truth Tellers on the line and also Honest Fire. So we just all, like, chatting right now. So.
Right.
So basically,
how you doing? Welcome to the show, Mr. Tone. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
tell everybody a little bit about yourself. You know, local artist. Well, located in Delaware, but you know, still a local artist. And he's been doing this thing for a while. Why don't you tell everybody about yourself?
All right, well, more or less, you know, this is the situation with the Bull Tone Capone. Calling out Wilmington, Delaware. I'm in the building. Like, my movement is King Gorilla Bulls Enterprise. You know what I mean? We just linked a motherfucking, a beautiful, like, venture, a little merger with motherfucking SI and shit. Style and Image Entertainment or whatever. And, like, we just done a joint with Emilio Sparks. You know that joint banging. Me, Emilio. MI, the boy Infamous, you know what I mean? We burnt the track, and I mean, right now, we about to have the city on smash, you know?
Okay.
But, I just don't want nobody to mistake it, though. Like, you know, it's bigger than rap, though. Like, real serious. Like, for those that see me clown around, I ain't clown because I'm a little happy, you know? I'm entertaining this shit, nigga. I ain't special. So that's the only reason why I clown. It's real serious. Nigga, it's always business, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's good. You know what I mean? Very animated.
Gotta be.
So who have you been working with lately outside of the entertainment that you merged with?
I mean, more or less, like, I was an artist on Third World Entertainment. You know what I mean? Like, Third
mm-hmm.
World, at one point in time, you know, Third World had a real promising future. You know, we should have been a super group out of Delaware. You know, but
okay.
I mean, like, shit happened. It's all love, but I mean, as an artist, I felt as though that the label couldn't do what I needed done. I mean, I was doing it on my own. Plus, I got a little fleet of artists on my own. You feel me? So
mm-hmm.
It was like more or less, you know, I'm handling everything on my own. So I'm like, well, why do it for the next nigga label? You feel
mm-hmm.
me? If I got the attention on myself, you know what I mean? I'm gonna go ahead and shine, especially if I'm, you know, I'm taking care of everything financially on my own. So it was only right. So, I mean, I just went ahead and ran with my own movement. You know, my album is about to drop. Actually, the release party should be, like, the 17th of January. I'm thinking about having the boy brother, the boss man, host the joint. You feel
okay.
me?
Okay.
So, more or less, like, the mixtape is called Tone Capone Presents King Gorilla Boston Volume 1. You know what I mean? I'm heavily promoting it because, shit, I paid to get that album out there. But it was recorded when I was on Third World, but... I mean, like, I done work with everybody. Like, Shiz on my mixtape, Shiz Nitty, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Bird Gangster, you know, my baby, you know, my little big brother, the Bull Judge, the Heat Waves. Like, he's one of the hottest artists in the state right now. His
mm-hmm.
mixtape about to drop, too. You know what I mean? Judge the Heat Wave, Volume 1, you feel me? So, right now, between, like, it's actually, like, four movements in one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's King Gorilla Boss and the Prize. Then you got B.I.G. Entertainment, then you got Style and Image Entertainment, and then you got the Bang Out Bull Production, you know, and right now we just merging because, you know, we ain't about hate. We about getting money. You know what I mean? Delaware is a market that basically haven't been touched yet, so we want to be the ones to touch it, and we going to do it. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Everything independent. We doing everything out of our pocket, you know what I mean? And we having fun doing it. But I mean, like, I'm the type of dude, I'll work with anybody, you know, like, it's a lot, like, I wanted to put the shine on my stick, you know what I mean? So I ain't really go out the box and get too many people, you know, get too many people on it, John, you know, but it's just straight stars in Delaware, you know, because we got our stars too.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like I said, Shiz Nitty on it, John. I work with Shiz, man, Shiz in the process. Matter of fact, me, Shiz, Emilio, the boy M.I., a.k.a. Sadonis, we all about to do another joint together, like within a week or so. So, like, I mean, I'm talking to the boy H. Jones about jumping on something with me right now. And, I mean, matter of fact, he already confirmed it. All that I got to do is slow up and catch up with him. But, I mean, like, it's a lot of hot artists on my mixtape, man. You know, my thing is fire. Everybody I associate with is fire. You know what I mean? We about getting money and making good music.
You definitely got to come through Diamond Spotlight next Sunday, too. Marvin
and
Noel
Creek. I told you, I'm coming. I'm going to try to get them to support you. You feel me?
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, you definitely sound like you got a real good head on your shoulders. Anything you ever need, just hit us up. We all about working and being united and just showing off. I'm so proud of everybody I'm listening to. So that's what's up. I just had to say that, you know what I'm saying?
Because, I mean, I appreciate that. I mean, like, it's a joy, man, because the whole mission, man, is to make music and love it, man, like, for real. Like, you know, all that, you know, you got your haters and all that, but I don't even get involved in that,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's just petty. It's just that, okay, if everybody got one common goal, like, work towards, you know, letting the next person meet their goal, you feel me? Because, I mean, like, my whole perception on the game, it might not be me out of Delaware that put the city on, but damn, at least let me be on that track that nigga out of Delaware got put on for me. You feel me?
Exactly.
And if I can help the next nigga out and, you know, support the next dude, I'm going to do it. All
right. So what made you get into hip-hop?
I mean, like, hip-hop is like, it's just a way of life. It's a way of living.
When we find out.
Now,
hold
I mean,
on a second. Would you say
so that's definitely good?
No, we got a couple of callers with their hand raised. Tone, you're calling from 302, and what's the next three numbers in your phone?
602.
302-602. And then we have a 267-330 number with their hand raised to join in on the conversation. But we can get right back into talking to Tone Capone. We also have the topic on Persia's World, money or power, and you only choose one. We talking. You open this up. You open the caller up. Here, babe. 267-330. Welcome to Persia's World.
Hey.
267-330. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? Welcome to Philly. Welcome, welcome. What's your name? Where you calling from?
I live in Philly.
Okay, what's your name, ma?
Okay.
No, I was asking what's your name, like, so that I can ask you what the topic question. What are you over there doing? We always get people calling, what you doing over there? Nah, be honest. Tell us what you doing. Where are your hands?
Well, one of them on the phone.
Right. So, yeah, loosen up, Mom. My name's Honest. This is a Persia's World. We have a hip-hop artist by the name of Tone Capone on the air. We have the truth teller holding us down in Persia. And tonight's topic, we're talking about, would you choose money or power and why?
I would choose power.
You would choose power. Why?
I guess I figured if I got all the power, I can use it to get the money. For real. If I got power, I guess I can use it to get the money.
You know what? That's what they say. First you get the power, then you use the power to make a nigga respect
you. Well, women are born with power, so we ain't got to do none of that.
True.
When they want you.
Sure.
Well, definitely thanks for tuning in the show. And what's your name? You calling from Philly?
Shantae.
Shantae. Oh, that's cool. Cool. Welcome to the show, Shantae. Thanks for answering the topic question. Please just tune in, chill with us. We might have some fun later.
Thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. And don't forget, Diamond Spotlight next Sunday at Mill Creek Tavern. Ladies got to come out. Crazy drink specials and more.
I got to start going out.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I got your number. Grab her number for me. But Tone Capone, what about you? What would you choose when it comes to money and power?
I mean, personally, I myself, you got to get the money first. I mean, because you could be a motherfucker that's powerful. I mean, what you going to be, a powerful, broke motherfucker, nigga? You could die. Everybody got guns.
You're right.
What the fuck? Like, I'm going to get that motherfucking money because I'm already a powerful nigga. So I'm going to go ahead and grab that Glock. I mean, I'm a motherfucker, the powerful nigga that I am, the strategic thinker that I am. I'm going to put that money in the fucking use to get a bunch of powerful soldiers around me. What the fuck? That's what we do.
Yo, crazy. He just took what I said and just amplified it. I loved it.
I'm just being honest, so, like, it don't make no sense. Like, what the fuck, you want to be a powerful, dumb nigga with no gun? Niggas getting tripped out here. Niggas stupid. Like, yo, I'm going to go ahead and get that money, right? And then I'm going to break bread and go ahead and have a million niggas around me that's going to kill and die for me. Like, it only makes sense, so. Right.
Exactly, because on some real shit,
Yo, not to cut you off, I'm a Sagittarius. You gotta love the way I think. Like, we one of the best.
Ain't that wrong. But on some real shit, I was going to say, if you really think about it, and then that's where people lose sight. Like, they'll think that a person will stop being loyal to them, or you losing a person, you losing out on people. But when it comes to money, that money shit will fuck everything up. You know what I mean? I've had relationships fuck up because a person will look at me like I'm going to get money for them or whatever. You know what I mean? Money is way powerful than anything because it's crazy how it can change a person. Like I said, but if you a powerful person, ain't nothing wrong with you. You're already making money. That's all you're thinking about. You're not worried about power. You're not worried about exerting strength. You're worried about getting money. Like, that's
exactly.
It. Like, you're not worried
exactly.
about nothing else. You're not power tripping about anything. You're worried about getting money.
Those are two great ways of putting it because it don't make no sense. Like, who's trying to be, like, crazy powerful, like, but you don't got no money yet? You're going to rely on your
power. But that's impossible to be crazy powerful with no money. You know what I mean?
It don't even make no sense.
In the day, kings and queens had power, and it was no money.
But
you
I mean, they was rich with, like, I mean, they trying to
everything
they
else. So that's the whole point.
It means nothing. They might not have had no money like that. That's the whole point. Having power comes on top of money.
I mean, money gives you choices. Power will give you choice because sometimes even power will give you more of a choice of a challenge than money would. You know what I'm saying? Because either way, money is either you gonna get it or not. It's no in between. It's really no in between money. But when power, you get struggles and stuff like that. And then kings and queens would have probably had it more better. And like you have to really think about how people who have that Machiavellian, that 48 laws of power type mentality, who's really happy? Just you with the power? You know what I mean? Like, You're not really using it to your advantage like you could, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like I'm a person who, even though I have a lot of power, I don't exert it because I'm still the type of person, I want to get money with everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it was like a drug deal on a block, whatever, you know what I'm saying, hypothetically speaking, but I'm going to say that for y'all to understand it. Like, those drug dealers, I feel like, fuck up because you want to sit up here and you have these people working for you and you're paying them less than you're fucking making. Eventually, they're going to want to make more money. They're not going to disrespect you. And you can see those type of power struggles happening all the time when if you actually had people around you who are making money happily, you could be able to move forward.
Get you some milk.
That's why I say I leave all these niggas behind. Don't keep looking at power as like a negative thing. I mean, you got
all of these creatures and things like that. That's a positive power, though.
Listen, that's a positive power. Power is never always negative. You know what I'm saying? There's always going to be some type of struggle. But the thing is that whether you have a negative power or positive power,
we can hear you,
Tone.
We can hear you,
Tone. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying, like, I mean, I just want to cut in for a little second because, like, I totally disagree with what you said to a certain extent as far as, like, if you want to put it hypothetically speaking in the drug dealing term, you feel me? Necessarily, the worker don't make less than the boss on some real shit. The worker always have an opportunity of making more than the boss at times. Like, you got to really sit
in that bullshit. I'm not even talking about it. Wait a minute. It would never be like a money-ass structure because every time the team is eating,
if it's a bunch of fair, loyal niggas involved, which, I mean, of course, it's very few left, but if it's a couple loyal niggas involved, like, everybody going to eat. You feel me?
Exactly. But, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, if the drug dealer, hypothetically, didn't have, I'm talking about the strenuous situation where you have niggas only making an extra $20 or $30 off each pack. I'm talking about those type of situations where a nigga will think, oh, yeah, I'm going to just use these young boys and get them locked up or whatever instead of having, yeah, a situation where you fucking making money with your comrades, which I think that you can take that key money and start a business drug dealer people out there. I don't approve of drug dealing. Let's be honest.
Hey,
let's be a people to me. That shit is stupid. But I'm just saying, like, a drug dealer person, or even like a person who has minimum wage, or a person who uses kid labor, or a person who outsources,
right.
Like, you're fucking drawing.
No, go ahead. Who was speaking?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But
no, that's
at the
what
same
I was
time,
saying.
Right? Yo, at the same time, the only thing that I can say really is that's the whole purpose of why I name my squad what I name my squad. King Gorilla Boss. You got to be a King Gorilla or a boss. There's no room for no flunky at the table. I don't want to be the nigga with all the responsibility. I want to share it. Everybody needs to step up and be in a boss situation. You feel me?
Exactly. And we could clap for that. Yeah, I feel you. That's what's up. Yeah, me too. I'm the same way. That's why I had to cut off. And I feel like everybody who I don't fuck with anymore, y'all broke-ass, mentality-ass motherfuckers who just thought y'all was just powerful instead of having, like, a whole package. You know what I'm saying? I really think that if a person is productive, if a person is making money, that's power in itself. So let's take a humble mind when it comes to the power. You know what I'm saying? Like, why not take a humble mind to something that comes natural to you? Because, like, some stars, even you, Persian Sam, I'd be like, oh, my fucking God, you just gave me goosebumps. And you look at me like, girl, shut up. And I'd be like, really saying, you fucking really did. And that's some shit that you do just naturally. That's a natural power and natural gift that you have, if you're fucking humble and shit about it, and that's even more amazing to me, even more powerfully. You know what I'm saying? That's a great power. So, and then on the same token, you're also using unnatural talents and new things that you learn every day to get money. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I think that money is the more important thing, because you'll use money to get a lot of things, but your power has to be something that's humble to you, something that has to be there regardless. Like, you have to have that regardless. Just have to.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's church day, isn't it?
David, bro.
Church. Preach, young lady. No, it's cool. But who else is a part of your squad, too, Tone?
I mean,
Gorillas.
What was the other name? King Gorilla Boss.
I'm just picking it out right now because I don't feel like washing it.
Who? Let's mute Chantel.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a homegirl named Chantel. That's my homegirl too.
She sounds kind of slow though.
Shout out to everybody calling the show. If you wanna join in the conversation that we're having, definitely press the number one on your keypad. We could be able to bring you in on the show. Is there any other music that you wanted to get to, Persian?
No, I don't have anything else.
Yeah,
so,
music. Oh.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think I got like four songs. Other than that, you can play whatever. I tried to get, I told you I couldn't get on there so I could upload his music because I was trying to get his music. So,
yeah, we're going to give you a snow check, you know what I mean, and definitely give you a chance to show off on Philly Shine Radio. Hopefully we'll have it on by my Tuesday show. Like I said, everybody, call back in 11 p.m.
I want to
have Red
B. I mean, listen, I want to give you one of my CDs personally, you know what I mean? So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to give you the CD personally. You hear me?
And you can also give us a 16 right here, right now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you ain't going to put me on the spot like that.
Well, I go first. We all spit on this joint. Truth-telling even jump in.
All right, well, guess what? Guess what? Let's get it then. Let's go.
Let's go. I said,
let's go.
I go in like, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, plus not to mention the self-made wealth. In competition, well, they never showing up, so they cop to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash his new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to keep my solid talk. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches. I make them fall, then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis, this and Louis, that bitches can't handle you. You see furs on me. I'm an animal. Yeah, you know I'm what it is. I'm always on top. I'm living on the limit. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge when it's time to cross over. You know I got the chills. Go ahead.
I'm talking shit.
I like to talk shit too.
You might as well talk shit. We talk shit. We still talking shit. Shout out to DJ Real Money over there in the Midwest, XYDJ. Still talking shit. Coming out 30. Soon.
Can I talk some shit now?
Go right ahead. Go in. We waiting.
Listen, man. I don't even normally do this and shit, but I'm gonna do this and shit tonight for y'all and shit. Listen.
Yeah.
It's the boy Tone Capone, King of Rubber Balls. Remember this flow. I said Gucci, Louis Prada, and Bugatti. I'm a boss, so it's nothing less but low on my body. Shells for the shoddy, frames by Versace. Gotta murder mommy like Keisha Good with the Tommy. Flow out in space, I'm digital, call me Bobby. Trapping is my job, but rapping more like a hobby. First class felon, sold drugs and pulled robberies. Came from the gutter with nothing, my head naughty. Elevated, escalated streets, getting penetrated, repping for the hood. And all my niggas who never made it about a dollar, steady chasing bossing is my occupation. Fuck all you haters and bitches, I thought I'd never make it. Yeah, we here now, this beat I'm whooping it. You getting money, homie? I probably took your shit. Have you ever seen a game or banana clip? When I pull it out, you like, I don't like the look of it. Stop, it's ridiculous.
We like that. Yay.
It's ridiculous, man.
And we fucks with it. Definitely come through. We wet buck waiting to meet you in person. Give us that CD. Definitely shout out X-Squad DJs, International Hip Hop League, and we definitely show fucking love on Philly Shine Radio, Persian World. You actually guess we gotta get you back and play your music along with having you on here too. So after you give us the CD, you gotta come back.
I got you. It's not even an issue.
And thank you, Persian, stay off introducing them to us. No, I'm sorry, go ahead, what you saying?
And I said, the CD, dang, the shit fire, man. Like, it's fire. Like,
yeah.
Shout out to everybody
to,
that's on my Miss team. Shout out my
shout out your
my
website. Shout out your website for us and
your YouTube and stuff like that so we'd be able to check up on you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my website, www.kinggorillaballs.com. You know what I mean? My YouTube, John, that shit under the Bingo Boys. That's my productions team. You know what I mean? Shout out to Dunmine Tigger and motherfucking the Bull, Sean Leddock. Shout out to my little cat, Cousin Saz. That nigga in the Bing right now. He coming home, but that's the Bingo Boys. That's my production staff. They making all my tracks. They fire. Like, niggas ain't stingy, and niggas got that hot shit for the loaf of niggas. You know what I mean? And, like, the YouTube under the Bingo Boys shit. You know, I'm on Facebook heavy. I talk shit. That's what I do. You know what I mean? And then, you know, you got the King of River Balls website, man. Everything popping, you know. Shout out to everybody I fuck with, Style and Image Entertainment. Shout out to B.I.G., my little homie, Jez the Heatwave. Motherfucking Ololo, you know, Olo Records. Mr. Matthews, Ball from South Bridge. He KGB affiliate, too. SK Day. You know, my little brother, Rich Porter, he about to come home, man. He fired, too. So, you know, we deep, man. Like, we deep. Niggas is motherfucking, like, trying to get money. And we deep, you know. We heavy everywhere, and we about to be heavy everywhere. Like, we about to be in Philly, too.
That's what's up, as you should, you know what I mean?
Shout out to my homie in Philly, you know. My baby Young Speezy, your little Young Sparks, you know. That's my baby. I fucks with that boy, you know.
Yeah,
and, like, we about to be in Philly heavy, man.
Sparks hot as shit. Oh, that's what's up, man. Yeah, well, definitely, thanks for tuning in. We're going to close out the show. You know what I mean? Truth Teller got to go. Thank you, Persia's World, you know what I mean, for bringing through such a great guest. Good getting to know you. Glad we vibe. You know what I mean? We was talking about money and power, but we got to ask Persia, you know what I mean, what is her choice, and then we can, you know what I mean, say goodbye to everybody. Persia, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm sorry, damn, I must have pressed the mute button. Yeah, that'll be a long conversation. That'll be a long conversation with me, but basically, because we, you know, basically all coming up from the hood and trying to grow, basically you get money to get power, and then once you got the money, then you got to get power to keep the
right.
money. Damn,
right.
Okay, so it's money to get power and power to keep money. Because the thing is once you start getting up into the point where people know you got money or whatever, that's when the con artists or the, you know, you got to start getting into either stock markets or figuring out how to invest your money because you're going to be getting older and you want your money to work for you. You know what I mean? But ultimately, that's what it would be for me right now. So. But you can have power and not have money because power can get you money. So it's kind of a crazy situation. I wish we could have more people that might have been on the power side. But you honestly, with power, you can get anything that you want. You know what I mean? If you know how to use it. And that's the catch-22.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a catch-22. You gotta know how to use it. That's why I think the best thing with your power. You got me. You just be
mm-hmm.
natural with it. Don't go too overboard.
Yeah, basically. So I guess that's the end of the show, Persia's World. I guess we'll hopefully next week it'll be a little bit better for me to log on.
We'll play Blog Talk X, right? No, you know what? I think I'm going to kick Blog Talk ass.
No, Blog Talk.
Don't say blow up. They're going to assassinate us or put us in terrorist prison.
Let's go.
I wish I could have freestyled with y'all, but since I don't rap.
Definitely a superstar. But thanks again, Tone. Good getting to know you.
Thank you for being on the show. I'm so sorry about that, too, about you blasting it out to your people like that. So.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
Worry, baby.
Yeah, we might be back in like 5 hours with the other show.
No, it was crazy.
Might come right back.
I mean,
back.
It's cool. You know, niggas is laid up. Niggas on nigga time right now. It's snow outside. You know, niggas got something good to drink, I hope. Got something good to smoke, I hope. And, you know, niggas either cuddled up or, you know, laid back watching flicks or something. Because it's too cold to be going out to a motherfucking club. It's too cold to be cute right now. Fuck what you heard.
It is never too cold to get cute, okay?
Yeah, it's too cold to get cute right now. Word.
It is never too cold to get cute.
Yo, it's too cold for that shit right now. You better be warm. Hey, yo, I came out. Hey, look, I came out with some
warm. Oh, yeah,
right
oh, yeah, always warm, always warm. Oh, okay. Oh, you mean like oh, no stockings? No. You gotta wear the tights. You know what I mean? The leotards. You have your little Spanx, keep you warm.
Right.
That stuff will help out. But
check out.
Thank you, everybody, and good night.
Mm-hmm.
Good night. Talk to y'all.
Good night.
Bye. Thank you, True Teller. You might as well play that Big Face Sunny, Another World. We can close out with some music. Mwah! We show love on the show. We show video. That's all we do. Show love. Nope, it's not playing. You just buy a phone and you gotta play the song. I don't know why it's not working. More technical difficulties. Oh, that made it
I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. I ain't worried about it, girl. I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. Yeah, 6 years ago I told myself this was it. Took the red pill so I wouldn't miss a fit. I'm too technical to sweep a mop or try to manage. I'm too hungry for this bread to be making a sandwich. You won't be here long, you just a Taurus. I'ma burn the forest like no tomorrow's. Coming dead at your neck, keep the collars up. You was on, now you off, cause your power cut. Out of luck, pour a little liquor, tilt your bottles up. I'm feeling like Fab, kill the competition. Some blue magic with Pro Tools, the composition. The feds gonna try to throw them a long time conviction. I'm banging niggas in their head for them hook checks. It's been a long time since the city looked west. Making niggas play the bitch in my rookie year. Schooling niggas, you might as well hooky head.
I'm on the same plane, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I